Blog Talk Radio.
On the Word Prayer Project, and I am your prayer partner, Pastor Steph. How are you? It's Sunday, March 24th. Can you believe we're almost done with the month of March? Amen. God has brought us through. God has brought us through, and we are so happy to be on this side of the grace. So before we go any further, let me just remind you to check in with Pastor Steph. Give me a quick hello so I can know that you're with me and I can holler back. And I want to give a shout out to the two ladies that always make it happen here for us on the Word Prayer Project, and that is our girl Anika, who holds us down on StreamYard, that brings us our Facebook Live and our YouTube Live. And we got our girl Shanti holding it down for us in the background on Blog Talk Radio. Now, she's not only on Blog Talk on Sunday, she's also on Blog Talk on Monday through Friday. Monday, Shanti has her own segment, The Switch with Shanti. And on Thursday, she has her own segment, Pray for Them. And they both air at about 8:40 in the morning, and they are phenomenal segments. So, you know, God is always delivering the very best to each and every one of us, every day, all day. All right? Because Blog Talk is sponsoring us, but we are on rotation 24 hours a day. Yes, you can get us on any streaming service, Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Audible.com, Amazon Prime Podcast. We can be heard on, what is that? Oh, my goodness, I'm drawing a blank. Pandora, Spotify, that's the one I wanted. iHeart, wherever you can get streaming podcasts, we are probably on it. So have no fear. You can actually hear us 24 hours a day on your favorite streamlining podcast, okay? So let me give a shout-out to our girl, Ketty. Hey, Ketty. Thank you for joining us. And if you're in the room, make sure you check in with Pastor Steph. In a minute or so, we're going to announce what we're praying about for those of you who just may not know. Oh, we got a sweet, oh, Minister AJ, hey, how are you? Thanks for joining us tonight. And I'm going to talk about also some of the topics we've prayed for already. Yeah, you know, we have definitely covered, I think it's like over 65 topics. So you definitely, if you're going through anything, you can just log in. You're not alone. You don't have to think of the words. God has already, you know, done that job, done that work for you, okay? So as a matter of fact, let's go back. Let's talk about some of those topics. Let's go backwards. So last week, we prayed about being a witness for Christ. Ooh. All right. Before then, obedience over sacrifice. A changed life. We've prayed for humility. We've prayed for a better understanding of God's will for our life. We prayed for an answer to our prayer, a divine release from your circumstance. And that one was pretty powerful because we pray all the time about just being released from the circumstance. But we never, ever give while we're in that situation. What is God doing with us while we're in that circumstance? And we just pray to be out. That's all we care about. That's all we want is to be out. And you know what? God's got a plan for us right in the middle of all of that junk. God is working on us. God is working on our behalf. So don't rush the process. Don't rush the process. Ask God to help you through that process, because sometimes when we just run through the best of the message that we need to get, we miss. All right. What else have we prayed for? Protection over our home. We've prayed about being reliable, being teachable, our commitment to God, doubt, being useful to God, trusting God through the hard times. Now, I remember this particular topic coming up when we had our minister Billy on. Now, listen to me. If you did not hear the testimony of Minister Billy, oh, my goodness. He tried to commit suicide 13 times. And clearly, God said no if we were talking to Minister Billy, right? Right. So it was a phenomenal, phenomenal conversation with Minister Billy. As a matter of fact, we ended up with two segments out of that. So that's why I say, you know what? Go to God for what he wants for your life, because can you imagine he tried to hang himself twice and neither one of those times worked? Can you imagine trying to hang himself? He tried to shoot himself. He tried to stab himself. Oh, my goodness gracious. He's got some stories, as I like to say. So stick around, because you don't know the testimonies that come through. And when you think you're going through something, oh, you have been through nothing. Nothing. And I repeat, you've been through nothing. So what are we praying about tonight? Allowing God to turn our weakness into strength. That's big. That's big. Allowing God to turn our weakness into strength. And I'm telling you something. God can do anything but fail. Anything but fail. Oh, we got to check in from our girl Vivian, also known as V. Hey, Vivian. You can hear Vivian on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph on Wednesday morning. She is our correspondent and anchor girl for our socially conscious segment, and she brings us the latest news to bring awareness to what's going on out here. She also is one half of the host of With All Due Respect with Shantice and V. Now, Friday, they had one phenomenal show. That was episode number 4, and it was, I mean, it was good. 1, 2, 3, and 4. They all have been good. They do not disappoint. Go check it out. And it's right here on A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show YouTube page. Yes, its YouTube page is loaded. Loaded with a lot of good stuff. Just browse through the YouTube page. You will not be disappointed, I promise you. I promise you. They do a fantastic job. And you can get, I forgot to tell you, you can look, you know, you can find Shantice on that, you know, that show as well. So again, just listen, let me just tell you what to do, how to get through all of this. Smash that subscribe button if you have not done so already. Because that way, do it right now, right now, right now. You can do it right now. That way you don't have to remember later. And you will be brought up on all of the activities that we do. We do a lot of stuff. So forget about the regular TV. We entertain you right here. Okay? All right. So, hey, Pastor KL, we got to check in from our Pastor KL. Good evening to you too, Pastor KL. Can be heard on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph as well on Mondays, definitely Tuesdays, and definitely Fridays as we hear from the men, and then only and on Tuesday when we hear from our pastoral team. Yeah. So you can hear Pastor KL from anywhere from 2 to 4 times a week. Yeah. Yeah. All righty. Oh, Shantice reminds us that episode 4 of With All Due Respect with Shantice and V features me as a guest. Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun being with the ladies on Friday. So what are we praying for tonight? Allowing God to turn our weakness into strength. Now, all of us have weaknesses. Every single one of us. Don't even play yourself if you're trying to make somebody think that you're not weak in some shape, form, or fashion. Because we all do. And you know how Pastor Steph does. I always got to pull out the scripture and the word of God to, you know, remind us what God says about turning our weaknesses into strength. So let's see. Well, first of all, there's a reminder, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Anything. Your weakness does not have to take you down. Your weaknesses don't have to make you so weak that you can't do anything. That's what Christ is there for. That's why he died on his cross. Yes, that's why he took the cross and died on it. His Father sent him on a mission. And for little old you and me, who weren't even thought of when he got on that cross and died. Because God says, I don't want anyone to perish. And I don't know, over these last few months, that has been a message and a scripture that is just continuing and continuing to just come in my head. Because a lot of people think, you know, God don't want me. God can't do nothing with me. I'm too dirty. I'm too nasty. I didn't been through too much. You know, I used to drink all the time. Or I used to use drugs all the time. Or, you know, I used to do this, and I used to sleep around with, you know, so many people all the time. That ain't got nothing to do with the power of God. All of those things constitute as weaknesses. Yeah, if you drank too much, it's a weakness. If you lied all the time, there's a weakness. If you use drugs, that's a weakness. If you slept around, a weakness. And God can do anything with your weakness, but he specializes in turning that weakness around and making it strength. But here's the thing, and here's another thing God has got me consistently saying, we must position ourselves so that God can change things in our life. We must position, oh my goodness, you cannot ask God to help you with something and you off on your own tangent and agenda. It doesn't work. You've got to do what God tells you to do. It just doesn't work any other way. We cannot be over here asking God, please, you know, God, please stop me from drinking. Help me stop, you know, drinking. And every time you turn around, you're sitting up in a lounge or you're sitting up in a bar or you're hanging out with your friends who drink. No. You've got to make it a conscientious effort. You got to make a conscientious effort to separate yourself from that place. And the ladies talked about it on Friday. What are you doing? Who are you entangling yourself with? Because if your weakness is connected to someone else, if your weakness is connected to something that you have no business being around, then guess what? You will be a big fat mess. You're going to have to get away from it. All right? What else does the Bible tell us? 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And that was the Apostle Paul. You know, remember he talked about, you know, I begged God three times to take the thorn out of my side. Three times. How many times have you gone to God about shaking something? And God responds to you the way he responded to Paul. I've made your weakness perfect and turned it into strength. Oh, I had to close my eyes on that one. I had to feel that one. Because there's nothing God does not want for you. All good and perfect gifts come from above. All good and perfect gifts come from above. And we want to make sure that we take on God's specific strength. Oh, we've got a check-in from Matt. Am I saying it right, Madge? Give me a thumbs up if I'm saying it right. Hope I did not mispronounce your name. But welcome. Thank you for stopping by and joining in. And tonight we're praying about allowing God to turn our weakness into strength. All right? So whatever it is right now, put your weakness, ask God, put your prayer request into the chat room. Because I want to make sure that later on, when we read the prayer request, yours is included before we start prayer, okay? Let's see what else the Word of God says about turning weakness into strength. Our brother talked about this one yesterday. Oh, that's Majesty. Hey, Majesty. You say hello to Shanti. You got to say hello to Pastor Steph so I can know you're in the room. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. This was brought up yesterday in service, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You cannot be living in fear. That's a weakness. Yes. That's a weakness. And let me help you with something. The bad part about that, living in weakness, as with anything else in our life, it spreads across our life. So if you're afraid of the dark, then you're afraid of some other things. And you may not even recognize it as fear. Yeah, that's how the enemy works. The enemy has you thinking like this is just contained to this. But if you look at the Word of God, and the Word of God says that an unstable man is unstable in all his ways, you're not just going to be fearful in one particular area. All righty? Hey, Pastor. You hear me? Hey, Pastor. Hey, Minister AJ. He caught the message to Majesty that you got to holler at me. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. Oh, I'm so happy to have you gentlemen on with us tonight. You know, we want 1 million women. Yes, we going for that 1 million. Yep, it might be Pastor Steph. You done lost your mind. But no, God told me to press my way, and I'm going to press my way. And that's why I encourage you to just reach out. Text somebody. Call somebody. Let them know that we're praying. Let them know that we are praying tonight about allowing God to turn our weakness into strength, okay? Let's see what else the Lord has got to say about that. I like this one. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen. God says, have no fear. I am with you. Let me tell you something. There is nothing in this world, there is nothing in this life better than knowing that God is right beside us. Or that God has already been there and we're on our way there. Yes, he's going to beat us to the point of where we get 5 minutes. We're going to be there. God has already gotten there 5 minutes earlier. There's nothing better than that. And when we're talking about our weakness could be anything. Our weakness, and while other people are rating your weakness against their weakness, or we're rating our weakness against someone else's weakness, nope, don't even worry about it. God says all weakness is weakness. No matter what your weakness is, I can strengthen you, and I can turn it around. But you don't have to worry about it, because as long as you're walking, I'm walking right with you. All you got to do is position yourself for me to come along with you. If you keep telling me no, 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 then that's a whole different story. But if you want God, truly want God, and you tell God you want him, he's going to be right there. All right? What else? Let's get one more. Let's get one more. I like this one. I like this one. Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Whoa! I like that one. I like that one. They that wait on the Lord. Remember I said position yourself. You can't be somewhere else looking for God to work on you and work on your problems when you're moving all over the place. Now, he can catch you wherever you are, but that's not the point. The point is that you're going to wait on the Lord. The scripture never tells us as we're moving around. The scripture never tells us just go ahead and run around and I'll find you. The scripture always tells us to wait. One way or another, the scripture always tells us to position ourselves. And God will get that message. They're waiting on me. He's waiting on me. She's waiting on me. She's positioned herself for me to come and just move in their life. That's what they're doing right now. So if you've got an issue, if you've got one particular weakness, 20 weaknesses that you want God to work on, go ahead and put your prayer request in the chat room. Okay? Because I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Hey, Miss Willie. How are you? Oh, I got, Minister Joyce up in the room with me. Oh, I got the heavy hitters joining me tonight. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you so much for dropping by and just walking with me. Thank you so much. You know, if you had a weakness that you took to the Lord and you stood still and you waited for God to deal with that weakness, and when you knew anything, God had washed that thing away, I want you to say amen. I want you to encourage your brothers and sisters in this room tonight. Let them know all you got to do is wait on the Lord. All you got to do is position yourself in the Lord. All you got to do is just trust God, believe God that it will happen. Let me tell you something. I am definitely one who has just stood there. I had to just stand there and wait for God and just, you know, let God know I'm ready. I'm ready. Because, see, it's one thing to constantly say to God, I want you to change things. I want you to do something in my life. And, again, you're all over the place. But it's another thing for you to stand still and wait on God and let God know that you are truly sincere about this thing, about him changing how you are and what you do. And, you know, because, again, faith without works is dead. It's one thing to utter out your mouth that you want to help, but it's another thing for you to do the works part. All right? So make sure you do that, okay? I like Miss Willie's question. Where's your faith? It's true. Again, like I said, your faith is, I know God can do it. I know God can do it. But you're all over the place. Because faith without the works will not happen. So come on, you got to get that faith in line. You got to partner it up with work. And you're going to get this thing going to happen for you. So again, if there's something you want to go before the Lord about when it comes to your weakness, turning that thing into strength. Are you tired of constantly just doing this thing over and over and over again? You got your prayer partners right now. Your prayer partners are in the room. People standing in the gap for you. You standing in the gap for other people. People that are trusting you to just help them through this thing. We need one another. As Pastor Steph always likes to say, we're holding hands and we're holding hearts. And we're going to make it happen. Trust in God. Trust in God, who will always be right there and make it happen. All right? So we're about to read these prayer requests in a little while. And I am so grateful to God that He brought this particular topic up tonight, because God's time, His timing is always phenomenal. No matter what, His timing is always phenomenal. There is nothing that He can't do. There's nothing that He won't do on your behalf. There's nothing that He does not want for you. My treasures are held up here in heaven just for you. While you down there scraping together your pennies, while you down there worrying about everything, while you down there cutting up, I got some stuff for you. When you gonna access it? When you gonna step aside so that I can move in your life, so that you can have the very best? See, here's the problem. Here's what I've noticed for quite a few years now. We have become so accustomed to living in a deficit that we don't even realize we're in a deficit. Yes, I'm sorry. I don't know about you, but I want everything God has for Stephanie. I know what it is to live in a deficit. I know what it is to settle in the deficit. I know what it is to now, you know, step into the great things that God has. I'm watching God include me in so much. So much. I'm watching God take me to the next level and the next level and the next level. I'm not willing to settle for anything. How many of you are no longer willing to settle for anything? Give me a thumbs up. Give me an amen. Give me something. Let me know. Let your brothers and sisters know. I know. I'm not willing to settle for a bologna sandwich when I can have steak. I'm not willing to settle for milk if I can have some hard, good food. I'm not willing to settle for anything when God has the best for me. No. Let everybody in this room know if they're still living in that particular frame of mind. If they're living that life, let them know, no, I'm not willing. Because, see, I didn't got a taste. Oh, did I just say it? I didn't got a taste of how good God is, and I'm not willing to go back. Oh, no, I will not go back. Nothing is going to make Stephanie go back. And I mean nothing. Nothing is making me go back. I'm sorry. I live in a home. I ain't living in that hut no more. No. Mm-mm. No, thank you. If my Father in heaven is storing up treasures for me, or you can forget it. You can forget it. I'm willing to leave you, you and anyone else behind. Oh, our girl Anika says no settling. Shanti says nothing. Nothing. And that's what God says. He says, no good thing will I withhold from you. Oh, yes. Oh, see, that's the kind of God I serve. That as long as I'm doing what He wants me to do, as long as I'm answering yes to His will and yes to His way, He says, no good thing will I withhold from you, Stephanie. And I'm about to take God at His word. Every nook and cranny, nope. Sorry. I'm leaving you behind and anybody else behind who does not want to take God at his word. You can have that. Tati says, I don't want to keep missing out. Me either. No, I'm done with that. I'm done with the day of not having what God wants for me. And now, like I said, that I didn't see, because with all that God has done, I still believe that he has much more for me. I know he's got much more for me. And now that I've gotten a taste of what he has for me, oh, it's on, it's on, it's on. I'm about to read these prayer requests. And I don't know what they say, but I know they're always very powerful prayer requests. Please, if you are at the point where you are tired of doing without, if you're tired of living without, if you want God to take your weakness or weaknesses and turn them into strength, come on, my brother. Come on, my sister. Come on, come on, come on. All right, let me see what these prayer requests are saying tonight. Let's see. Mama, come on. If, you know, I always like to get that encouragement going in the room. If you put a prayer request in here, but it didn't include something that someone else said, and you're like, yo, I was thinking that. I just didn't put it. Put a thumbs up. Say an amen, okay? All right. Praying to God that he helps me be clear with my words, actions, and thoughts. Allow me to be your mouthpiece. Ooh. Work on my discernment and integrity. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. You know what? Our words, our actions, and our thoughts a lot of times need work. And we have weaknesses in those areas. As strong as we may be in those areas, there still may be some level of weakness. Don't be afraid to turn that over to God. God, I give my words and I do okay, but I want to do 100%. I want to nail it each time. And if that's the way you feel, that your words or your thoughts or your actions just is just missing that mark, then that's a weakness, possibly. Possibly a weakness. You need God to make your words, your actions, and your thoughts stronger. Put an amen up in this room. Come on, encourage whoever put that prayer request out there. Let them know you're not alone. You're not alone. Amen. I need God to strengthen my words. I need God to strengthen my actions. I need God to strengthen my thoughts. Amen. Amen. And my hand is up. My thumbs are up. Praying and thanking God for the strength he has given me. Thanking God that he made me a strong person. Thank God for the blessings that come with it. Thank God for the lessons in being a strong person. Asking God that he turns every weakness I have into strength. Asking God to allow me to remember that he's the source of my strength. Asking God that every weakness I have, he takes it out of me. Praying that my weakness doesn't take over me and my mind. Asking God that he contains the devil enough that he doesn't stray my thoughts away from what is not of God. Praying that every weakness doesn't overcome my feelings and emotions. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. This is loaded. This prayer request is loaded. You know, it's just thanking God for the lessons in being a strong person. And you can always be stronger. You can always, always, always be stronger. Praying that my weakness doesn't take over me and my mind. That's up to you. Stand, stand, stand. Stand still. Wait on God. Stop moving. Stop moving. Remember the scripture we just read. They that wait on the Lord, stand still. Stop going all over the place. Stop being with everybody. Stop doing everything. And let God deal with you. God's not going to deal with you if you're running all over the place. If you feel like you don't want God to help you and to keep your mind from straying all over the place, put an amen. Put a thumbs up in there. He ain't the only one that's worrying about this thing. A whole lot of people are worrying about keeping their minds stayed on thee. But so many distractions. We've prayed about that. So if you need to go back and pray with us, praying for the distractions in our life. God wants us to be still and wait on him. All righty. Thank you for that prayer request. Amen. I want to pray for my shyness, asking God to turn that around so that I may do his will and his work. I want to pray for communication skills, praying that God will help me to speak clearly so that others may be able to understand me thoroughly, that I may get his message across, and that I may be an evangelist. I want to pray for my traumas and triggers, that God will be able to heal them so that I may glorify him. I want to thank God for the miracles that are about to come from this prayer. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you. You know, again, we're praying for those communication skills. Sometimes those communication skills are in his weak state. And we're going to ask God tonight, who needs some help, a little nudge in that communication area? Put a thumbs up. Put an amen. Let the person who's bringing out this prayer request know you're not alone. I need some help in my communication skills as well. I need God to turn that weakness into strength. I need to be able to shout out from the mountaintop that Jesus is Lord. I need to be able to draw all men unto him by whatever he gives me the strength to do. Oh, thank you so much for that prayer request. Thanking God for another day and another great prayer topic. God, I'm grateful for all he has done already and for creating me for his good work. I acknowledge that he already granted me the power and I need help to use it full potential. Help me, Lord, to see me as you see me, not how the world thinks of me. Help me to use all my negative experiences and faults to relate to others and share his good news to show that God wants all of us. God wants all of us with him, no matter what we have gone through. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Thanking God for teaching me what it means to rely on his strength and not the strength I thought I had on my own. Amen. Praying that Jesus continues to teach me how to use my desire for intimacy as a tool to fulfill. Okay, let me start all over again. Praying that Jesus continues to teach me how to use my desire for intimacy as a tool to fulfill his will and not my own. Praying that I stop looking at it as a weakness and as a strength God can use to build his community. Amen. Asking Jesus to help me use this desire to be connected to and close with others as a way to lead them straight to him. Amen. 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 Thank you for that prayer request. Thanking God for not taking that desire away, even when I begged him to. Amen. Amen. Ain't it great when God says no? Oh. Woo! Thanking God for the times he says no. Praying and asking God to help me with my fear when it comes to trying new things that can help me. Please help me, God, to be more mindful about eating too many snacks. Amen. Amen. That's a weakness. That's a weakness. Trust me. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying over the men God has me ministering to and serving. Praying that they see their weakness as a way to authentically and genuinely get closer to God. Amen. Praying that they stop trying to cover up their weaknesses with the unstable strength the world teaches them. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Thank you. Wow. If you want to really do it God's way instead of doing it your way, put that thumbs up. Give me an amen. Because people seem to think that they're by themselves. You are far from being by yourself. Far from being by yourself. Your desire in the Lord is not authentic. It is not just you. There are so many other people who have that same desire. And, you know, so many people say, I pray by myself. I don't need to pray. I don't need to come on a prayer line. You do. Because the Bible tells us that one can chase 1,000. But two people joined together in prayer can send 10,000 to flight. Now, it's wonderful to be able to send 1,000 to flight, chase away 1,000. But man, if I know that I got like 10 people with me, if I got 20 people with me, if I got 100 people with me, look at the amount of power that you have together. Because what you don't realize is you strengthen one another. So, I'm getting ready to pray. So if something comes to your mind, something comes to your heart, make sure you put that prayer request in the chat room. Amen. Pastor Clayton, hey. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for stopping by. Tonight, we're getting ready to pray for God to turn our weaknesses into strengths. And trust me when I tell you, this is on you. Oh, did I just say that? This is on you. You can ask God to do all these things. But if you're not willing to do what God says do, it's like you're talking to yourself. So again, I ask you to put your prayer request in the chat room. I will read it after the prayer is over. And let's get ready to go before the Lord. To Heavenly Father, God, we come before you and we say thank you. Thank you, God, because you are who you are at all times. Oh, I don't have to worry about you changing up on me. We don't have to worry about you changing up on us like man does. Thank you that you're not like man who can change your mind or who changes your ways or who's shifty, shady, unreliable, unpredictable in a negative way. Thank you. Thank you that you've allowed us to go through this entire day and be awake and aware of enough to receive the blessing of just being with our prayer partners right now. Thank you, God, that you have allowed us to hold hands and hold hearts. That we're not standing alone, but that we stand together as we ask you to help turn our weaknesses into strength. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to even just come before you. Thank you, God, that I don't have to be in this fight by myself. And God, I'm asking that with all the desires and all of the wants and the requests that are out here, God, I ask you to help us to allow you to turn our weaknesses into strength. Thank you, Father, for all of us who know that we need that help. Thank you, Father, for all of us who understand that without you, we get nothing done. Thank you, Father, for reminding us that with you, all things are possible. That your son died on the cross for this specific reason. So that we have a right to the tree of life. How can we say thank you that in our fallen state, we can still come to you? Because we wouldn't be where we are now. We wouldn't know about faith. We wouldn't know about comfort. We wouldn't know about power. We wouldn't know anything if we had not been elevated in our minds, a renewal of our minds, a shift in our thinking, that desire that we finally wanted to be with you. Because we didn't start off like that. The Bible tells us that all had sinned and fallen short. We've all done something wrong. But it's so wonderful to know, God, that regardless of what it is, you can pick us up, turn us around, and place our feet on solid ground. Thank you. That we no longer have to walk in the mud, that we no longer have to walk in the quicksand, because once we step in that quicksand, that's it. But oh, it's so good to know how great you are, that your power can turn anything around. It doesn't matter what's going on, but you're right there. And we just open up ourselves to you today and we give you access. We allow you. We ask you and we position ourselves. We're willing to stand still long enough to allow you to do your perfect work in us. Allow you to complete what you started in us. Thank you. Oh, thank you. We're asking you, God, to help us recognize the people we need to stay away from. Because it's the people sometimes in our life that just help to bring us down. The people in our life who just help to keep those weaknesses active, going, moving in our life. We ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to help us stay away from those places. That's our weakness. Just staying away from places, staying out of places. We ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to help us with that weakness. We ask you, dear Heavenly Father, for any weakness that comes from the things that we do, the things that we surround ourselves with. We're not strong enough to move on our own. But if we were to just stand still, don't go nowhere. It's all right to be home. It's all right not to talk to certain people. It's all right. And some of us can't function if we're not with someone. Some of us can't function if we're not doing something. Some of us can't function if we're not going anywhere. But tonight is different. Right now is different. We're going to turn this over to you, God, because we realize that these are weaknesses. And we can't keep asking and asking and asking, can you help us? Well, we're not willing to do what it is that we need to do to make it right. For you to change it. For you to turn it around. Those of us who know what you can do, we yell from the mountaintop that Jesus saves. We yell from the mountaintop that there is nothing you can't do. We yell from the mountaintops that the reason why we are brand new people is because of you. We're not ashamed to tell anybody and everybody that God makes the difference. We're not afraid. We're not embarrassed. We're not mealy-mouthed, but we're here to stand up and publicly salute and acknowledge you. Because if it were not for you, we'd be nothing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for turning my thinking around. Thank you for giving me the confidence. Thank you, God, for setting me apart. I don't mind being peculiar. And I pray that everyone in this room has the strength. Anyone who listens to this prayer after right now will not care any longer about being peculiar. I don't care about how I look as long as I'm in the family of God. I don't care how I look as long as I know that I am seeking God first. I don't care how peculiar I look as long as I am in the army of the Lord. I don't care how I look as long as I know that Jesus is my Savior and through him I can do anything. With him I can do anything. There is nothing I can't do. If I'm in the will of God and I am walking in the way of the Lord, there's nothing. I don't care how I look. I don't care what it takes for me to get it done. I don't care how long it takes for me to get it done. But I'm not going to worry about nobody. I'm not going to worry about what the people say. I'm not going to worry about, you know, anything that doesn't coincide with what I do. No, if it ain't for the Lord, God, I don't want it. If it's not with you, I don't want it. And I thank you for growing me. I thank you for taking away all my weakness, that I can be an example to your people tonight, that my level of confidence will help somebody. And they say, if Pastor Steph can be like that, because, ooh, God, you know the weaknesses that you have just moved on out the way, and you have turned them into strength. As long as I'm doing it and I'm willing to shout it, your people can walk in that way as long as it's your will. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for loving us in a way that only you can. Thank you, God, for loving us enough to give us another chance to come before you tonight and throw our weaknesses in the sea of forgetfulness. And now we're going to allow you to turn them things around and make us strong. Build us up, God. Allow us to do things that we have never envisioned doing. That not only are we going to be strong, but that we will help to strengthen others. That we're not going to be bashful and shy as the request came in tonight. That all that shyness goes straight out the window. Regardless of why we're shy. That all that mealy mouth and fear is out the window. Because we're looking at some strong people who used to be shy. We're looking at some strong people who used to be fearful. And look how great they are. And they have to give you the glory for that. So tonight, God, we turn it all over to you. And we're not taking it back. I won't go back. I can't go back. Not to the way I used to be. I'm not willing to stand in that mess anymore. And I'm bringing all my prayer partners with me. And they're going to bring all their people with them. As you clean us all up. Thank you, God, for paying the bills. That regardless of wherever we are, we can connect. Thank you, Father. We don't care if the weakness was lying, using drugs, drinking alcohol, being promiscuous, stealing, no matter what, gossiping. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the weakness is. It doesn't matter if we got five weaknesses going on at the same time. We turn them all over to you. So you can turn it around and make it strong. Give it strength for your will, your work, and your kingdom. We're tired of giving the enemy what you've given us, life. And we're turning around and we're giving that life to the enemy. No more tonight. As of tonight, that's done. We thank you again, God, for just calling us into the room. Thank you for calling, just for gathering us together. Thank you, Father. And we hold another hand and we hold a heart in our hand that we are responsible for one another. We can't walk and look and not pretend like we don't see anybody else. God, we're asking you to help give us the strength to just grab someone and take us along the journey together. The journey to putting all of this behind. The journey to allowing Satan to see a good us. Allowing us and helping us to fight the enemy. We can't fight him on our own, but with you, we can do anything. That we are more than conquerors. We give you the glory and the honor tonight, dear Heavenly Father, for everything that was read in the prayer request, for all the prayer requests that never made it out, where there are the moanings and the groanings from the hearts that don't know how to put it into words. God, we pray that this prayer will give them strength, because this prayer comes from you, and anything from you has power and gives strength. We give you the glory and the honor right now, so rightly do your name. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for just hearing us. You know, it's amazing that regardless of what we go through, God takes time to listen to us. Ain't that amazing? If you think that's amazing, it's at your worst. God was listening. I want you to say amen. I want you to give a thumbs up, because somebody in this room does not have that confidence. How many people have ever said to you, God's not listening, and, I don't think God wants to hear from me, and, I don't know if God is willing to change who I am. I'm so bad. I just don't know. And you find yourself encouraging people. Well, encourage people tonight. Encourage someone tonight. Let them know that God listened to me at my worst state. Somebody needs to hear that. Yes, and he doesn't have to. He owes us nothing but gives us everything. Amen, Shantis. Amen. We're going to give God the glory tonight. And we're going to let everybody, not only who's in the room right now, I can't even tell you how many times I've actually gone back and we've gotten like mega, mega views. Mega views. So there are people who actually listened to the prayer. They played this prayer back. So they need your encouragement tonight. Those of us who know the work of God, we need to let people know who don't know the work of God, what God can do. Yes, he listened to me when I was disobedient. Amen, our girl Anika. Yes, amen. We wouldn't be where we are. I wouldn't be where I am right now. And, as I close out tonight, I have to say that you see how loud I am for the Lord? You see how strong I am for the Lord? That's because God took my weaknesses and made them strong. That's because God took my nonsense and used it for him. That's because God took the things that I was good at and he used it for him. He's using it for him right now. So if you think you got some stuff that God can't use, oh, let me be the first to tell you. The reason why I'm so loud about what God does is because of what he's done with me, because what he's done for me. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but God said, no, 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 no. See, I'm not going to bury. Oh, whoa. Did I just say that? God says, I'm not going to bury what I can use. Oh, amen. Oh, oh, amen. Oh, amen. Oh, amen. Oh, amen. Oh, thank you, God. Oh. can't believe I just said that. God says, I'm not going to bury what I can use for my glory. I'm not going to bury what I can use to tell my story. I'm not going to put in the grave a person that can draw all men unto me. I'm not going to bury the air and the breath and the power and the force that I can use in you, Stephanie. Because I know that if I put you out front, you're not going to be scared to tell nobody about me. You're not going to be scared to tell somebody about what I can do. You're not going to be hesitant to tell people about me and my son and the works of prayer and to show them what I can do. You're not going to be scared. Amen. I can't bury that. I can't bury that. Oh, amen. Oh, amen. Talk about turning weakness into strength. I am a brand ambassador for God turning weakness into strength. That one did me in, y'all. That's what I'm going to live on for the rest of the week. I tell you. That's why I tell you, just show God. Show God. Show God what you can do for him. Show God. Don't be afraid. Because let me tell you something. We do all kinds of mess while we in our sinful state. We don't care who knows. We just live. We just doing it. It don't matter. But how great is it when you take that same mess and you give it to God and let him convert it into his power and his greatness? Wow. I'm getting ready to close, y'all, but give me a thumbs up if you realized right now that God said, I'm not going to bury what I can use. I got to find a way to put that into a sermon. Oh, amen. Whew. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, my prayer partners. I want to make sure I invite you and remind you to check us out on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. You will not be disappointed. Every day we've got something new. Tomorrow, God spares, is Shaking the Monday Morning Blues, our relationship day, and we discuss topics regarding relationships. Check us out. Make sure you press that subscribe button. Did you join us late and you didn't press the subscribe button? So that every time we're on here on YouTube, you will be notified immediately when we upload an episode of anything. You know, we do a lot here. We've got It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. We just started last week doing our My Two Cents video version. We've got With All Due Respect with Shantice and V. We've got all of the different events we go out and cover, and we bring them to you. So you don't have to go all over the place. And if you can't make it to the event, we bring it to you. You know, we talk to the people who are there and the honorees and the attendees, and they get to talk about it, and we get to, you know, showcase the event. So if you have an event that you would like covered on a Coastal Walk Christian Talk Show on our YouTube page, hit us up. Let us know. Okay? Coach for Christian Life on Facebook. Message me. I get those immediately, and we'll be happy, you know, to come out and give you a hand. And if God wants us there, we will be there. So again, thank you so much for joining us. I could not do this without you. And I want to close by saying, remember, God said, I am not going to bury what I can use. Love you. Wow. 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 I wasn't ready for that myself, girl. I wasn't ready for that myself. He's amazing.